Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. It looks like Israeli political leaders have agreed to form a coalition government. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It looks like Benny Gantz is going to join Prime Minister Netanyahu to form a unity government. Can you believe that? And what's the latest on it?
Well, Jimmy, not only do I believe it, but you might remember I was predicting this in early January already, a national emergency government. Then, because of the imminent threat of war with Iran after Soleimani was killed, the Al-Quds chief, there was calls then for the postponement of the March elections and for Gantz to just join Netanyahu in an emergency government. That didn't happen. We had the election, still not quite enough, as we all know, to form a majority government in Netanyahu. So the calls began again for an emergency government, this time because of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world and very much affecting Israel. Benny Gantz finally bowing to widespread public pressure for the formation of a real government. Come on, guys. There's a crisis out there. We have now our soldiers falling ill from a virus. We have our hospitals filled. And so Benny Gantz, in the end, agreed to that, breaking up his blue and white alliance. The people, the opinion polls show, are very happy at this development. It looks like Netanyahu will remain prime minister for the time being. Gantz will then take over after an unspecified, they're still working out all these details, but an unspecified period of time. Meanwhile, he's been elected speaker of the Knesset, speaker of the parliament. Benny Gantz has. So he has a high position, but he'll probably come in as prime minister later. And they're saying he'll soon resign as speaker and take over the defense ministry portfolio. But there's some resistance to that. I won't go into all the details, but a bit of a mess. But at least it looks like in the next few days, Israel will have a government as the coronavirus continues to spread very, very rapidly, Jimmy, in Israel.
David Dolan with the details on the agreement of Israeli political leaders agreeing to form a coalition government. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God's plan for leading the nations of this world is in the institution of human government, which the Lord actually created. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. God has used human government to direct these nations down through history and will do so even in the times of the end as foretold in Bible prophecy. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. With the coronavirus crisis in Israel, political minds made the correct decision and will form a government which the Lord will use to take the Jewish state into the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...